I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. It's Friday, Bart Scott. 800-919-3776. They're going to be part of the conversation, of course, full buffet on a Friday like this.
It's fill-in Friday for every place but here.
What do you mean? Oh, fill-in Friday. Well, yeah, you were on Get Up today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Brian Custer who was hosting today, right?
Fill in Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Custer, he does a good job.
No, he does.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because it was an interesting segment where, and I love when he does this, they do a thing called Trader Mike.
Yeah.
Where Mike Tannenbaum.
Yeah, he was high today.
He was not high today. He had some, I texted him during the segment. He had some ideas of trades that he would make. Now, the first one that he brought up, I was on your side of this one. So here's the he had a trade for both the New York teams. He had the Jets and the Giants. Are you what happened?
I was looking for a napkin to wipe my nose.
No.
It was cold outside. You know when you come out when it's cold outside, you walk right
totally
in.
Totally no. Yep.
And it's like, oh, where's
so are you just grabbing like printer paper to wipe your nose? What is that?
Yeah, I had a bag. I thought they would give you a napkin, but they didn't.
They did not. Okay.
Oh, here it is. It's in this one. Got it.
All right. Do you want to blow your nose real quick?
I'm back.
All right.
Good. I'm back, Jack.
All right. Well, with that in mind, here's Mike Tannenbaum talking about a trade that he would make involving the Jets.
Brandon Cooks going from Dallas to the New York Jets and C.J. Mosley going from the Jets to the Cowboys.
Hell no.
This really works well for both teams. Look, the Jets need outside speed outside of Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers coming back. They have depth in their front seven. The Cowboys desperately need size and speed at middle linebacker.
I love it.
I think Leighton Vander Esch.
A leader in the locker room.
Absolutely. All those things. This is really going to help both teams.
Brian Custer loved every minute of it.
You
didn't waste a second. You went, hell no, right away on air. So the problem that you had with this, because again, Brandon Cooks, 1,000 yards wherever he goes, a great number two receiver, still has a lot left in the tank as we saw in Dallas. And so you would get a piece like that. But giving up a guy like C.J. Mosley, who feels like this guy's the heart of the defense, Bart, sounded like something you didn't like.
Yeah, why would I give you a number one linebacker for a number two receiver? If I'm giving you a number one linebacker, I want a number one receiver.
Well, if you had somebody to graduate into C.J.'s spot and save money on his contract, that's a different story, right? You had somebody, I'm saying, like if there was a young player who sort of was ready to take that step and fill that void, fill that role – maybe you could think about it, but because you don't, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Like, he's the guy that mans the battleships. He's the one who puts all the pieces in the right places and makes all the checks. You put that on Quincy, then, you know, it's going to be difficult because he can't just run free. Like, kind of like how Raekwon Smith settled Patrick Queen down. Patrick Queen wouldn't became who he was if Raekwon Smith hadn't come there and took all the heavy lifting away and allows him just be this young, wild, crazy young player that doesn't have any responsibilities other than being physical and running to the football.
Right.
You talk about, you know, that's a win-win for Dallas because Dallas, that's a rotation spot anyway. You know, Gallup is 2 years removed from that. If I'm going to do that, why wouldn't I call if I want to move him, why wouldn't I call the Raiders and say, okay, give me Davante Adams and, you know, Antonio Pierce, here's a great linebacker. You understand great linebackers and his impact. You won a Super Bowl as a great linebacker. So here you go. Why wouldn't you do that? Why are you going, you know, fishing in little baby pond? I'd be saying, hey, why don't you guys want to sign and trade, you know, T. Higgins? Why would I go out and spend money or give up a great leader when I can go out and get a receiver because there's plenty of them out there? Like Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, so instead of making
Tyler
a trade
Boyd.
For somebody like him. Now, you did offer one thing. You did say, I would give up C.J. Mosley for this wide receiver. Tell us who it was.
Yeah, if Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Okay, if the Raiders are stuck
Explain
on that,
that,
okay, I'll give you that. And then I love where his salary is. His salary is a salary that's going to be expiring deal in a couple years. You want to do that because now his deal is going to be cheaper than what you're going to do if you spend at the top of the market for T. Higgins. T. Higgins is going to want to be paid like Tyreek Hill, which is going to pass him because it'd be 3 years since Devontae got his deal. Aaron Rodgers gets his guy. And then now I got to say, okay, now I got to go maybe trade for Patrick Queen, or maybe I got to sign Patrick Queen. And, you know, maybe give him less than C.J. Mosley, or now I have to go out and go try and get Devin White or something like that. But it's oddly enough, you know who one of the free agents out there that everybody's saying, oh, he's going to get paid? Blake Cashman.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He had a great year for the Texans, and he's about to get paid.
Yeah.
How ironic is that?
It is, yeah. So you had him. It's not going to be easy to find that second wide receiver, though. It's going to cost, right? One way or another, it's going to cost. And it doesn't sound like Davante Adams is going to be a legit option unless the Raiders are just trying to play you by pretending they don't want to trade him just to up the ante, make you desperate. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're saying, putting that stuff out in the media because they want to make sure that you don't think it's going to be easy, that it's going to cost you, and they want to drum up like panic in the media, which is what a lot of teams often do. I would say all that would be true, but I have no idea who the hell is running the Raiders at this point. Like, who is the inside information out of Las Vegas right now that is providing that? So with that in mind, you did give me some other names, but let's get reality now. Mm-hmm. The reality is, what's it going to cost, and who is a real option for the Jets? Like, if I was going to tell you this, what do you expect?
I think
I said to you, give me what – if I said, Bart – put all your money on the table that this is the guy they'll end up with. Who do you believe it'll end up being? You can tell me all the things you'd like to see and maybe could happen. Give me the one you're like, this is what's going to happen. Like, I did the Alec Burks thing because I knew, like, that's the fallback. That's the easy one to predict.
Mm-hmm.
You give me the one that you think is the most the easiest one to predict of being the most likely option for the Jets as the second wide receiver.
I mean, Calvin Ridley. I would think maybe Tyler Boyd. Because he won't be at the top of the market type of guy. He was a three there in Cincinnati, but you know, before Ja'Marr Chase was drafted, he was a number two. So I would go Tyler Boyd, maybe Gabe Davis. You know, his market may not be as robust as he believes it's going to be. At the bottom of it, Hollywood Brown, another speed guy, deep guy, not a big guy, but a speed guy, and so. When I think about it, you know, I think they're definitely going to draft one maybe later, but it's going to be one of those secondary pieces. I don't believe it's going to be a T. Higgins or anything like that because you have to pay him too much. And then you're stuck with the contract and you have to pay Garrett Wilson in 3 years, minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to overspend. Right, you don't want to overspend because you're going to have to pay it again, you know, for Garrett. And Garrett's going to want more than whoever you bring in. So I'm thinking Tyler Boyd. Hollywood Brown.
So those are two, the ones that you're like, if most likely, this is the most likely.
Yeah.
Tyler Boyd. And that means what? T. Higgins ends up staying, right?
Yeah, I think T. Higgins might get tagged. Like, they may tag him and say, hey, let's try and win one.
Gotcha.
And they're going to let Tyler Boyd go.
Yeah,
Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are free agents at the same time.
Right, and so you go with the guy that is lower on your depth chart than anything else. All right, well, that's just one of the topics. The other topic is one that created more of a heated debate on everybody on the set, which included also Dan Graziano. And Mike Tannenbaum suggests a Giants trade that would certainly be a blockbuster.
I'm trading Deshaun Watson and a second-round pick to the New York Giants for Daniel Jones. And hear me out. If you're the Cleveland Browns, you have Dorian Thompson-Robinson, you have Joe Flacco, and now a 27-year-old Daniel Jones who has 1 year left of guaranteed money for $36 million and an enormous amount of flexibility moving forward. And if you're the Giants, you're getting Deshaun Watson, who's 29, who's making $46 million a year for the next 3 years and a second-round pick. And to me, you need a frontline D difference-making quarterback. Because right now, if you're the Giants, how in the world do you win the NFC when you have to beat San Francisco, Green Bay, Dallas, Philly, and Detroit?
With Daniel Jones, right.
Yeah, with Daniel Jones. So to me, Deshaun Watson hasn't played well the last couple of years, but he has a high upside, and he's only 29 years old.
So.
Who says no?
I love when he does the who says no, because he knows you guys are both going to jump all over him.
Everybody says no.
Yeah, here's a little taste of you and Graz just going at Tannenbaum about
it. I'd rather have that question and be able to try to address it in the draft than face the prospect of three guaranteed $46 million seasons for a quarterback that, frankly, hasn't played well since there was a global pandemic and no fans in the stands. How long ago does that seem like?
Mm. Where they're drafting, though, they're really in no man's land because those top three quarterbacks will be off.
They won't
now
get
you say,
those
do you want J.J. McCarthy or Deshaun Watson? Do you want Bo Nix, yep, Michael Penix?
I'd rather take Penix in the second round because you have the extra pick for the Leonard Williams trade and see if I can develop a project knowing that Daniel Jones is only going to be there for one more year and now I can have a guy like Penix. Or who's the kid from Florida State? You can draft him in the second round and let him sit for
you. And then if Jones plays well, you still got him two more years at a pretty good cost.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell was in Mike Tannenbaum's drink this morning, but he was set tripping on that one.
No, he wasn't. I disagree. I agree with him.
So you're gonna bring $46 million of guaranteed money for 3 years,
yes,
for a guy who hadn't shown that he can stay healthy and still is going through cases.
Okay.
Hasn't shown
he can stay healthy is completely ridiculous. He played only six games last year, 2 years ago because of the suspension. This is the year, for the first time in his career,
that he's shown
any type of breaking down. Bart,
he
played 16 games, 15 games.
Did he blow his ACL out 1 year?
In his rookie season.
Okay, so that's 2 years.
Well, hang on a second. He went three straight years of 16, 15, and 16 games of appearances.
Okay,
Pro Bowl every single year. You're the guy that told me that he was a top five quarterback in the NFL. Then all of the off-the-field stuff happened, and then he completely was erased from the NFL in 2021.
I haven't recognized him.
And then then the Browns made a bold move that was highly criticized, and they brought him in knowing they wouldn't be able to have him until 2022. They had to wait through the suspension, and then he played.
How did he look?
Well, he sat for a year and a half. And then this year is the first year he got hurt.
How did he look?
But by the way, in the six games he played, he was 5-1.
Yeah, but how did he
look? How do you tell me that this guy's not going to be a great – if you're the Giants, how does this not make sense?
Okay, let's do this then, Alan.
He's 29 years old.
Alan, since you want to go there, you say he was 5-1.
Yeah.
Pull up what his stats were for those games.
I have his stats. His 61% completion percentage.
No. Give me the yardage. Give me the interceptions. Give me that. Give me the points that the team went up.
Seven touchdowns and four interceptions.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, no, it's not great, but it's not like it's not
what's
terrible.
What's the point totals they put up? Because they had a historic defense that carried them.
I'm shocked. You were in this guy's corner.
I still
when
am.
He was in
but
Houston.
I'm not trading for that if I'm the Giants.
So you'd rather wild card another draft pick? Let's see if we finally hit on a quarterback,
and let's ride Daniel
Jones for one more year instead of Brian Daboll could have one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league and resurrect his career, no less.
Okay, and Cleveland might do it just to get out of the contract.
Of course.
But they've already proven with
Joe Flacco that they think they can win without him.
Hold up. If Joe Flacco would have played a full season, he would have threw 50 interceptions. Did you see the playoff game and how many picks he threw?
Wow, how fast you flip.
No, what I'm saying is
you're another guy that was all about Joe Flacco. He still has something left.
Joe Flacco was good coming in for a short period of time,
All you've got left on Watson is 2 years at 46 each. That's it. You can get out of this thing by 26. It doesn't feel so overwhelming. You're right. It is three.
Right.
But you can get out of this by 26.
I'd rather go with Penix and try and develop and let Daniel Jones be the
Alex
Smith.
You don't know what Penix is. You know what Watson can be.
Well, we know what he's been, though. It hasn't been the player.
So
that
he
we
forgot
remember.
How to play quarterback. He's never going to be good again.
I didn't say that. I say we haven't seen that player. Now, if he would have looked like the way he looked, then Cleveland wouldn't even consider. The fact that Cleveland would even consider that means that he's not worth the money.
Tannenbaum said a second round pick and Watson. Not that you're sending the second, they're sending you the second to take the contract. Like, this doesn't feel to me. Then you can let Barkley go, and this guy becomes the centerpiece of an offense that Brian Daboll has wanted to put together. I don't understand why. Like, I feel like if I am in the Giants hierarchy, that this is something that I would seriously consider if it ever came across my table. Now, would John Mara want this, knowing what Watson's background is and the controversy that has followed him to Cleveland? I'm sure John Mara would probably say no. He would veto this. But if we're just talking about it in a vacuum, and I understand what you're telling me, I'm just pushing back on the other side of this thing. I don't think Mike Tannenbaum's that crazy with this one. The C.J. Mosley for Brandon Cooks one, yes, I'm not for that. Because you're not taking a leader out of my locker room to give me, like you said, a number two wide receiver. That's not happening. But
can we see Daniel Jones with, you know, offensive line, a left tackle, you know, being healthy for the whole year? Can we see him with Thomas? Can we see him maybe potentially with Saquon again?
I mean, you were talking to me about turnovers with Watson. Isn't that also an issue with Daniel Jones? Turnovers? Isn't that something that drives the coach crazy?
Well,
he's not taking care of the football?
He didn't have any help. Like, he had to play without Saquon and without Thomas. When Tyrod came back and when, you know, Danny DeVito came, he had protection. You would think that they would go out and maybe spend money in free agency as far as going out and getting a top-notch receiver. This would be the first time he has a number one receiver, because I don't think that he really has one. You know, they try to make Darren Waller that. He's a tight end, and he's often injured.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they go out and maybe they got to draft offensive linemen, but they may be one of these guys that can go out and get Gabe Davis. They're familiar with Gabe Davis. They know what Gabe Davis is all about. Big play.
Well, don't
Gabe.
You think it's Malik Nabers at the sixth pick?
It's offensive line. No, it's offensive line help.
Are you
for me.
Sure?
It's offensive line help.
So
for me
you would go ahead and the first thing you're doing is you're going for the best offensive lineman in the draft. Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the Jets. You know, with the kid from Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
How about going to get the kid from Oregon State that's a massive athlete, mauler at the right tackle position, which that's what you want, and then I'll move Evan Neal into guard, which he played before. And so now I'm not wasting a pick on Evan Neal.
So wait, you'd rather go with Fuaga
yes.
than go with the top two tackles?
Yes, because I need somebody that I know that
Alton Fasciano is supposed to be the top two, and you're talking about the third guy, and this is the Giants you're talking about, who have the sixth
yes.
pick in the draft?
You want to know why? Because I already have my left tackle. So what I'm going to do is try to make another left tackle or right tackle when mm-hmm. we know that the footwork is bad and it doesn't work. So I would go with that. I would go with the dominant mauler right tackle and move my guard in. So now I know I should have at least three people. You like what Smits is as a center, right? So now you got left tackle you like, center you like. Maybe you like Evan Neal a hell of a lot more at guard inside right. protected. And then you have a mauler at right tackle. So now – whoever's playing quarterback is protected, and you feel like, hey, I can run the ball now. I can be physical because now I have a good offensive line.
Now I see what you're doing. And then the Jets trade up, and they get Joe Alt, right? I see what you're doing.
Well, the Jets can still stay and get – they can still stay and get Fuaga or whatever. But, you know, the Giants
Fasciano.
Can say
– you're talking about Fuaga.
Yeah, Fasciano. Yeah, Fasciano.
Yeah.
So then now I'm good, and I go sign Gabe Davis. And guess what? Who's ever playing quarterback may have time to throw the ball to him. So now I'm not dependent. Now I'm not dependent on
now,
Darren Waller to do everything. He's a luxury piece.
Okay, but if so, then you'd be saying you franchise Saquon Barkley at worst. So you keep him.
Yes.
And you keep Daniel Jones, and you just are hoping that Daniel Jones stays healthy and Saquon stays healthy and everything works. Versus, but if it doesn't by the end of the year, now you've got to make a decision on your quarterback and then start all over again at quarterback.
Yeah, but in second round, I'm drafting Michael Penix because I got an extra second round draft pick from Leonard Williams going to Seattle. So I'm gonna use that and Mines. And Mines is pretty high. So you have two high.
So now I got
Penix, who's a mature quarterback before the Michigan game we thought was the truth, and he had a hell of a year.
And what I saw in that Michigan game told me that. What he's going to see in the NFL, he might struggle against that older injury pro. Like, you're going to go from one injury prone quarterback to another injury prone quarterback? Is that what we're doing, Bart? I'm going to fire you after one year if you do that.
Okay, we'll sign Bo Nix. He doesn't have all the issues.
Sign Bo Nix. You mean draft him? He's going to go in the first round.
Maybe.
All the mocks say he's going in the first round.
They always say that. Like, and then Geno Smith happens, or Lamar Jackson happens.
I'm just surprised. Like you won't even give this a thought. If I just had take a minute and let's think about it before we just say no to the Browns, and you're just saying no, like immediately saying no. You get Deshaun Watson and you draft Malik Nabers. I got some, and again, you franchise Saquon Barkley, and I've got something now. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I hear like, what you're
like,
saying.
There's
you
a lot of talent all of a sudden on that, and proven talent, because we all seen Deshaun Watson do it before, a couple of times, not just once. We've seen him do it. And then this coach now has a dynamic offensive weapon at the quarterback position, and they've got to get him right. Because you're right, last year he wasn't right. Yeah, you're right. He was still trying to find himself. He wasn't right. He hasn't really looked the same since Houston. That part is true. I'm with you. But who knows what the situation is in Cleveland? Who knows if, like, for him there, it's, like, weird? Whatever it is. But for 3 years? For 3 years.
At $46 million.
I don't care about the $46 million. You're paying Daniel Jones $45 million. For 3 years?
Yeah, you're paying Daniel Jones that for maybe 1 year.
But again, and then I'm going with another unproven hope he hits the draft quarterback. I don't know if that's going
to
work.
But you trust Daboll that you don't have to force – whoever you decide to come in and be that young quarterback.
But does Daboll even see the day? Does he see the day of year two of the young quarterback?
He's been there 2 years.
I know, but you know how the cycle goes.
And he's went to the playoffs and won a playoff game.
You know how the cycle goes. Now, once again, I am acknowledging that John Mara more than likely vetoes anything like this because we know how he is about image. Completely understand it, that he would not like this. And if I'm not mistaken, when Deshaun Watson was available, weren't the Giants one of the teams that openly said they would not be interested in trading for him?
Yeah,
now, this is, of course, in the midst of the terrible stuff that went on with him. But if I'm not mistaken, the Giants were that team, one of the teams that made it clear, no, not interested. So, like, once again, it's highly unlikely from that standpoint. But if we're looking at it on paper, I'm surprised, Bart, that you are absolutely just saying no, just shooting it down completely. That catches me by surprise because I thought you were more of a guy that's about this. Give me the talent. Give me the guy that I know can get it done. And you're playing it safe, and I don't know you to play it safe. Surprising me today. Let's get some calls.
I just think it gives you more options.
800-919-3776. We got Joe in Port Chester. What's up, Joe?
How we doing, fellas? Sorry I missed the first 10 minutes and missed you guys already talking about how drunk Mike T was off the paternity with that C.J. Mosley, Brandon Cooks trade. Uh-huh. That was absolutely nonsense. I don't even know how the man was ever a GM in the league with that kind of mindset. Like, Brandon Cooks to C.J. Mosley. C.J. Mosley is the cement of that defense, and that is the number one thing that is keeping you even relevant in this league. Why would you even think about trading away C.J. Mosley? And, while I got you on the phone real quick, if Breece Hall's contract, do you think Breece Hall is valued as much as he should be and will avoid a Saquon situation when his contract is coming up to an end?
It all depends on what Izzy Adebatakonda does behind him. Because if he shows that he's his replacement and he can play at a high level, then you may say, you know what, let's keep the money low.
Damn. Who are you today? Who are you today?
No, I rock with Breece, but I don't want like Breece, would deserve from his productivity, he would deserve probably what you think what McCaffrey got. You know what I mean?
So no, I mean near it, right? Like again.
If he's $1,000, he gonna ask he may deserve to be like a 16 to $18 million guy.
Like we don't realize this. Aaron Rodgers might make Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall extremely expensive, right?
Right.
Like those two guys might all of a sudden.
You still got to pay Sauce. You still got to pay.
Yeah.
Bear Tucker. If he has one healthy year, you still got to pay him because he's so versatile.
If you really think about it, he could make the two of them when they're ready for an extension. It could make them so expensive for the Jets down the line. Hammer's in Bergenfield. What's up, Hammer?
What's going on, guys? I love calling in. I love being able to talk to you guys because you guys are never in your feelings when I come and make some valid points. But this whole false narrative that's been dragged out for months on end about Davante Adams leaving my Raiders and going to the Jets is cap. Your guy's offensive line is dreadful. You need all the help you can get to keep Aaron Rodgers from being gone in 93 seconds. Can we please put this to rest? Davante Adams is going to finish out that contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. He's not going anywhere.
All right, but Hammer, what you're doing is being a little emotional about it because it's your Raiders, and I know Telesco has been making it clear that, you know, we're not trading him, right? Which is what a new GM is supposed to do. No, we want to keep him. We plan on keeping him. But you got to admit, though, Hammer, like Devontae has kind of like floated hints out there. He and Aaron are tight. He and Garrett are tight. Like, there's enough smoke to think that there's some fire to this, possibly. Right? Like, you can talk about the offensive line all you want, but they definitely need another wide receiver, and there's a lot of relationship going on there. Now, I'm with you. I don't know if they're going to do it now the new general manager made it clear, right, that that's not happening, that they don't want to trade him. They don't plan on trading him. But, you know, that's before any offers are made yet now. So that's all I'm saying, Hammer. You can't use the offensive line as your reason why the Jets won't trade for him.
Look at it from this standpoint. Look, we just got Antonio Pierce as a full-time head coach now, and this was a guy that both Max Crosby and Davante Adams wanted here. They don't want to go through the change again. They don't want to go through this carousel of a new system, a new head coach, a new leader of the locker room. And Antonio Pierce is that guy for them. And Antonio Pierce has made it clear.
But who's throwing the football?
Hammer. I'm gonna have to start calling you Ralph Transman because you a man with sensitivity right now. Like, you have to understand, Davante Adams understands that he only has a minute time to try and win a championship. He ain't winning it with Aiden O'Connell. He's not even going to the playoffs when you consider the division that he's in, dealing with now Harbaugh there, who the last time he came in, he took over a team that was 6-10. He made them 13-3 and took them to the Super Bowl in the first year or first 2 years of him being there. And you have the defending champions. So if he's saying that, he's saying like, hey, I got a better chance in going back to the system with the guy I had the most success with my career with. It's not about the Raiders and Antonio Pierce. It's about the fact that I don't have anybody that's going to make me be involved in any meaningful football games. That's the issue. Yeah, it was cute that the Raiders had a chance.
If Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix, do you think that they'll be a playoff team, yes or no?
Say that again? No.
If
no.
They get, in this
no.
upcoming
no,
draft,
get,
if they
guess
get a quarterback
what?
Of Jaden Daniels get, no. or Bo Nix's caliber,
no.
do you
no.
think that the Raiders
no.
can be
a
playoff team?
A rookie?
No. Guess what? Because Jane Daniels not ready physically. He might get broke.
And Bo
Nix stayed in college for a reason.
Yes.
Like, so don't tell me that that's going to come change today. Yeah. And the fact that you have to remember also what's returning. And that's Joe Burrow. So that's another playoff spot.
Yeah.
Like, what
Hammer,
are we talking
about? We got to run. Hammer, you know we love you, man. But, like, this is one where we got to push back on you on this one. Like, there's a million reasons for Davante Adams to make it clear he's not really thrilled to be there right now. And unless Tom Brady comes out of retirement and says, I'm playing quarterback for the Raiders, there's very few things you can do right now to convince him otherwise. But this still has to play out, and we'll see how it goes. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls on this. And, again, like I said, the history it suggests that the Giants would never do something like this. But Mike Tannenbaum suggesting the Giants trading for Deshaun Watson is not a crazy, crazy idea, though Bart disagrees. Plenty more to get to with you. We have your calls, getting those ready to go. And also, Mikal Bridges having some FOMO in Brooklyn. You got to hear what he had to say. Stay with us. Barton Hot, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, spring training might have just begun, but the Yankees have already made it clear they have very high expectations on this season. Earlier this morning on DPetro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave both were wondering how tough it's going to be for the Yankees to win the American League East.
I think you could argue this is the best division in all of baseball.
I mean, you're going to have your hands full with Baltimore.
Baltimore, in my opinion, is better than the Yankees.
Okay, well, you'll have your hands full with Baltimore. I think there are a lot of people that dish them, even with the Pacoda, you know, with Pacoda came out with win totals. Did Baltimore maybe take a step back?
Maybe.
A young team, success, how do you respond, year after having such a good season? Maybe they take a step back. But to your point, you're not going to feast on, like, some crappy team in the division.
No.
This is a tough division.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original, triple distilled, triple blended, triple cask matured Irish whiskey, be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart. So from Get Up today, Mike Tannenbaum just throwing out some Trader Mike play. It's like drunk Han, you know, traits. They're not real. It's just like suggestions. And I'm always about, like, that's why I love Daryl Morey, because I'm all about the aggressive GM. Hell yeah, on trade deadline day, I'm calling the Suns. Hey, what would you want for Kevin Durant? Well, he's not available. What would you want? Well, we're not trading him. Okay, well, what would you want anyway? What would it take? Come on. What's everybody has a price. What's yours?
All right, Ted DiBiase.
You know, like that's what I'm saying. Like that's, you do that though. That's what you do. You never know the day where somebody's like, I don't know. Would you give me five picks? Five picks. Twist my arm. Like, all right. Well, the Deshaun Watson Giants thing is a scenario that Mike Tannenbaum brought up with the idea that you could take on the contract. You'd have a quarterback that has previously been like an all pro, pro bowl caliber level player who just recently, because of all the stupid stuff off the court, off the field, he has not been the same guy in Cleveland. And maybe Cleveland wants to get out of the deal. They saw what Joe Flacco could do. Who knows, right? And then you don't have to think about Daniel Jones anymore and can he and will he stay healthy. It's now I got a quarterback. And Bart's against it, which I'm surprised. Now, all I said was I would definitely look into it. I would consider it. I would think about it. But I don't think John Mara would ever approve it in the end. We go back to January of 2022. When Deshaun Watson was available from the Texans, going through all that stuff that was going on with him off the field, and John Mara said, we're not trading for Deshaun Watson. He said, there are so many reasons why we wouldn't do that. Salary cap-wise, we couldn't afford it. But more importantly, with the allegations that are out there right now, that's just not the right fit for us. So you know he doesn't. Now, again, all that stuff, Watson has served the time. He's had to pay millions of dollars. And it doesn't mean that, you know, he's clear and clean and all that stuff. But he's since moved on, and obviously he's been back in the NFL. I don't know if Mara would want to still bring that into New York, because you just know that the stories will come back, the conversations will come back, and the questions will come back, and it's just not something he wants to do.
So this is the crazy part. So if that's the case, we playing crazy people. Mm-hmm. Let's just that's the case. Let's trade Daniel Jones to Minnesota for a third round draft pick, and then we can sign Kirk Cousins.
Is that terrible?
I'm just saying, let's do that then.
Well, how can you sign him outright though?
You can make a deal with him saying, hey, you want to come here? Like, bam, all right, we'll trade Daniel Jones. Give him the deal, then trade Daniel Jones to Minnesota for a third-round draft pick.
I don't hate that.
It's two players.
As a Giants fan, would you hate that? I don't think that
Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback. Kirk Cousins 10? Played in.
He's always been top 15.
Okay,
production wise.
Okay, top 13. Like he damn near threw for 5,000 yards last year.
Would he work with Dable? Would that work with the way Dable wants to play?
A great decision maker. Yeah. Like, do I need to go to Kirk Cousins' stats from last year to convince you?
He is coming off Achilles, right?
Yes. Daniel Jones coming off injury, too.
Yeah, but not an Achilles.
You saw him.
Daniel Jones is much younger.
Hold up. You saw him dancing. You saw him dancing during the Super Bowl, the little choreographed.
Wow. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what.
Choreographed?
Choreographed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you think of, yeah, I'm sleep deprived.
The choreographed
dance that he had, he looked just fine. He had regular shoes on. Like Aaron Rodgers was about to come back. He's been healthy. Are you trying to look at his stats?
No, I'm not looking at his stats. I'm staring into the air, thinking to myself, is that a direction you'd want to go? I don't know. Because then the easier thing to do is go younger quarterback and save money.
You only got to give Kirk Cousins a 3-year deal. What are you talking about?
You're not giving him $5 million. You're giving him some real money.
Yeah, but you're giving him basically Daniel Jones money, just for 3 years. This is a guy that's had a guaranteed contract for the last 8 years.
Does he make you better? Does he make you good enough to contend with the Cowboys and the Eagles?
Yes, he does.
You think so?
Yes, he does.
With Saquon Barkley. Right?
Yes.
Because he'd have to be part of the package. You couldn't move, right? Like, he'd have to be part of the deal.
Yep.
800-919-3776. On the Jets side of things, though, you know, it was the Brandon Cooks for C.J. Mosley, which you and I both agree, hell no. But you said I would trade C.J. if it got me Davante Adams. And, you know, that is certainly something that we're going to watch throughout this whole offseason. Cameron in Elmwood Park. Cameron.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to touch base with you guys. I called a couple months ago, and you and I had this conversation when I disagreed with you saying that the Raiders wouldn't trade Adams. But like now, where there's smoke, there's fire. I really think that the direction that the new general manager wants to go, I think they will be listening to offers from the Jets. I could also see, because Aiden O'Connell is not going to be the future moving forward. I think the Raiders will need draft capital to possibly draft a quarterback for their future. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're expected to release Jimmy G, so that could be another potential cap casualty right there. But I think that Adams may no longer be a Raider come trade deadline. I think Jets will possibly offer, I don't think a first rounder, but maybe a second rounder for Adams. And that might intrigue the Raiders enough to pull the trigger on that. And what do you guys think about when the Raiders do release Jimmy G, he could possibly be a potential backup for a guy like Aaron Rodgers? Thanks.
I don't hate it. The problem is he's always injured. But, you know, if he's the backup, then you don't have to worry about him being injured because he's going to come in for a small sample size. I don't hate Jimmy G potentially coming in. He's a guy that has a great winning percentage. He's a guy that has played relatively well. He's been in some great situations, right? You know, that San Francisco roster. He turns the ball over sometimes, and he's a little limited. I would have to kind of understand, like, what systems he's been in.
He's suspended 2 games.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't matter because, yeah, I guess that does matter.
Yeah, I guess he's got violating the NFL's performance enhancement policy. So
what was he trying to enhance, sex or football?
That's a very interesting question, of course, but still, it had to have been something he took that was unknown. He doesn't seem like the type of guy.
He has a reputation now.
That's true. So who knows? Let's take Angel in the Bronx. Angel.
Hey guys, you guys are definitely on my Mount Rushmore of this station, but I'm a Cowboys fan.
Who else, Angel?
No, I don't want to know who else. I just want to know about me.
Four faces.
It's just you two and the other two spots to be named later.
Okay. All right. We haven't chiseled those yet. All right. I'll accept.
And it's Enzo.
Angel.
But yeah. The Brandon Cooks thing is insane, but there is a trade.
We got
him back.
Alvin Kamara going forward. CeeDee Lamb. Wilson. I know I sound crazy, but it helps a lot for both teams. And Jeff's got a top 3 wide receiver in that trade. right. Dallas has to sign a lot of people.
And so here's the problem.
But
you
Dallas
broke
don't
up,
have to sign them yet.
But you broke up in the midst of all of that. So when you came back, you said, I know that sounds crazy, which now makes me made me need to know exactly what you were proposing. So please
he's
try
saying, he's saying Garrett Wilson for CeeDee Lamb, a trade.
No, Garrett Wilson and C.J. Mosley. Not straight up Garrett Wilson.
Okay, for CeeDee Lamb.
Whoa. Garrett Wilson and C.J. Mosley for CeeDee Lamb?
You tied three wideouts with Aaron Rodgers.
And who's my other wide receiver?
But here's the thing.
Aaron Rodgers will make it.
But you can't sell me on that.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Atlantic says it all.
But listen. This is the thing, though. What if Garrett Wilson is a top three receiver with Aaron Rodgers?
That's what I mean. We don't even – that guy had 1,000 yards with some of the worst quarterback play we've ever seen in the history of the franchise, by the way. He was a 1,000-yard receiver, Bart, in some of the worst quarterback play in the history of the sport. And you're telling me I'll trade him so I can get a top three wide receiver. Like, I actually might – I might have a top three. I don't even know it yet because I haven't had competent quarterback play in the 2 years he's been here, and all he's done is gotten me back-to-back 1,000 yards. We haven't seen that since 99-2000. Are you crazy? But, again, he did say he was a fan. So, Joe on Long Island. Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. Thank love the back and forth. But you were saying something about Deshaun Watson coming to New York. And yesterday, Rick and Dave were talking about, oh, why don't the Yankees sign Trevor Bauer? So I was laughing. I'm like, oh, God, we're just getting all the sexual deviants on these teams in New York. Which do you think would be worse or better? Trevor Bauer's playing for the league minimum or –
I would take Bauer. Listen,
I would take Trevor Bauer. You saw all the stuff that happened there in the end, right?
And the stuff that came up. Yeah, all this stuff. A lot of stuff dismissed.
Trevor Bauer's going. Somebody's going to give him an opportunity.
He's had receipts.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys.
Is he a little? I mean, look. Is he on the margins? Yeah. But you know how many guys are that we don't know about?
Yeah, I can't judge some man's sexual life.
I'm a lunatic, I would sign that dude in a heartbeat for the league minimum.
Yeah, I don't get caught up in that stuff, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's one thing if, like, what Watson's situation, there's a lot there as well that's unknown, but there's a lot of things that are known that you realize, you know, there was a lot of wrong that was going on there. Bauer's thing is, I think, a different story, but it's not really time to get into it. But this simple answer, though, Joe, is yeah, I mean – why couldn't the Yankees sign him? Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they should. They need him. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Why wouldn't the Mets sign him?
Joe's Pizza.
Wait, say that again, Joe.
Alan's from my stopping grounds out in Holbrook, man. I think I met you once at, like, Joe's Pizza in Holbrook.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You didn't make him pay for it?
What are you talking about?
Nah.
You made him money, Alan.
You're supposed to pay. That's the way it goes. Joe, thanks. Good to hear from you, man.
Take it easy, guys.
You got it. Yeah. No. You don't take for free. You don't do that.
Why not?
All right.
Famous people don't pay for nothing.
I'm not famous. You are.
Yes, you are. You are famous.
I have a question for you, Mark. Mm-hmm. Do you think Mikal Bridges has FOMO?
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
And listen, I tell you what, man. I think he's fed up.
Well, you're going to hear, first of all, fed up? Yes. You're going to hear that. And hear how he answered the question on the Roommates Pod with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. The Villanova guys got together. Mm. Nets fans aren't happy right now with Mikal Bridges because of how honest he was in these answers. You got to hear him. They're coming up. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart. So there's a new podcast that is out. I mean, everybody has a podcast these days, right? But Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart got together, and they have this podcast called The Roommates Pod. It just debuted. So last week was the first episode. They drop every Thursday, and I love that they drop it at 3 o'clock. So, you know, they make sure nothing interferes with our show. And the one that dropped yesterday has a lot of Nets fans kind of annoyed. It's an obvious guess, but a good one, and a great one to get early on if you want to get attention to the pod. And it's Mikal Bridges, who, of course, again, all the Villanova guys, they're all teammates. They won championships at Villanova together, and they're all in the same city. But Mikal is on the other team, of course, the Brooklyn Nets. So in the podcast early on, they ask him if seeing, you know, DiVincenzo and Brunson and Hart all together with the Knicks gives him FOMO.
Do you ever get FOMO seeing all the Nova guys back together?
Not really, because I still talk to these dudes. Right. You know what helped? It helped that I went to USA with y'all.
Yeah.
That was kind of good. That was nice at USA.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Yeah.
Nice shirt.
So right here, Josh Hart took off his sweatshirt and revealed a Knicks hot in here shirt.
Yeah, a little toasty. I'm just wearing a New York Knicks shirt. Obviously, you play for them, so.
Makes sense why you wear it. Because your team.
Yeah, you know, that's my team.
So Josh already, like, you know, just kind of playing it up to Bridges, right? So it's clear, like, look, you know, would those guys love to have Bridges as a teammate with the Knicks? Of course they would. Do they hang out together? Yes. They were at a St. John's Villanova game recently at the Garden City courtside. They talk to each other. They make that clear. They did play together USA basketball over the summer, so they spent a lot of time together. They have a group chat together. They have talked about that as well. So, you know, like, it's just it's the same thing Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. It's like where there's smoke, there's fire, right? But then this happened. They talked to Bridges about that Nets-Knicks game that came in January or whatever it was. And it was at the end of a road trip. And, you know, the Knicks went in there and just fourth quarter was wild.
And all the fans were.
The crowd was exponentially loud for the Knicks and actually booed Bridges a couple of times as well. And Bridges admitted that was not a great thing.
It was the play when y'all got the block.
I got the block. Thank you.
And then Julius got the dunk. That's when it really blew me. 100%. Just the reaction off the block. It was crazy. It was two blocks?
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm watching too. Like, I'm here. So I'm like, and we're home.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, over on my carries, like, I know everybody's in a, like, a block like that gets, even if you're a freaking home fan, like, that's going to surprise you. Like, oh, yeah. But the second one was like, give me that to the crowd energy. Like, I was like, and then the kick head to the dunk. I'm like, okay, bro. Now I feel like I'm in MSG.
Now I feel like I'm at MSG. I mean, he was, and remember after the game, he was pretty pointed with his comments about the fact that the building was not theirs that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Net fans on social media are not happy with Bridges about this stuff at all.
How are they going to be mad at him when it's their action that he's talking about? Like, can't believe that they, like, allowing Knicks fans to come here, like Knicks fans, only people with money. You know what I'm saying? They had, like, the Knicks fans, like, just, like, are Willy Wonka or Rumpelstiltskin, and they just got gold coins and they can go pay. Y'all sold y'all tickets, man. Or we don't have enough season ticket holders, and you let them come and invade our building and then, you know, out cheer you.
And you lost. Because he said, because like in Orlando the other night, same thing was happening, but Paolo Banchero was like, no, we're shutting this down, right? And Banchero made sure to, he was telling the Knicks fans, go home in his own building. Mm-hmm. So as you know, as Burgess said, it'd been a lot easier if we had ended up being able to win that game. Then we can kind of chirp the Knicks fans, say go home. But you didn't win, and so they got to celebrate, and you had to eat it. But do you feel like from those words, what you heard, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out? Do you feel like Bridges has a little bit of that going on right now? Do you feel like there's a part of him that's like, man, how can I get myself to that team? Or do you think that, nah, they're just friends and they're just playing this up?
No, I think he's extremely frustrated because they're doing something and they're doing it together. So it's a bunch of people that they like. So work is fun. Like, you know, hanging out, having people that are your friends and have been there with you is fun. And, like, he's there and he's just watching it because even – you know, if they do live in the same areas, right, when you think about how close they are, and some could live in Brooklyn, some could be close.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where, like, timing doesn't add up all the time. So you guys are rarely going to be able to get together. That's why they got the group chat. And, you know, he like, man, y'all balling, man. You know, mm-hmm. y'all, and the Knicks are playing for something. He's not playing for anything. He doesn't even know if his head coach is going to be there. All his teammates that he's looking at, he knows, you know, a lot of them might be gone.
Right.
All right, so he's like, man, like, I'm at the beginning of a building process. Jalen Brunson came in, like, year three of a building process with somebody else. So he was one of the solutions where it's like Bridges is number one.
Yeah, he walked into something that was getting blown up.
Yeah. And built around him. So that means mm-hmm. it's him and nobody else that we can just really think. Maybe Cam Johnson is somebody that's here to stay. Anybody else, we don't know.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, and it's a really good get, and it's how you get attention to a podcast. So we'll see where all this goes.
What's the name of it again?
Down there, the Roommates Pod. Yeah, it's actually really entertaining. The two of them are hysterical together.
I forgot already.
All right. Meanwhile,
he Bart and I are always, about them damn braids.
Bart and I are always fun together, and we will continue with you. Stay with us, Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Lots of questions surrounding the Mets going into the season this year. How many wins will they have? Will they be competitive? Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Dave threw out a question to Rick.
Would you rather be tied for a wild card spot the day of the trade deadline or 9 games back and you get a really good deal for Alonso?
So you're saying make the wild card and not trade Alonso but lose McFree
right.
agency?
Yes. Is that a dumb question or is that a decent question?
No, I think it's a decent question. I think I would still want to make the playoffs and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You got to roll the dice.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.